Hachette Audio presents A Dance of Shadows, written by David Dauglish, read by Elijah Alexander. To Devi, for making this whole transition a dream, as well as pointing out everywhere I screw up royally. Prologue. The city of Veldaren was his to protect, but Hearn felt himself losing control more than ever as he watched the body bleed at his feet. It had rained just before dark, muddying the streets and back alleys. Blood mixed with the wet ground. The dead man's face was half buried, mouth open in death, throat opened by blade, and both were filling with mud. In the moonlight, the green of the dead man's cloak took on a sickly hue. Hearn doubted anyone would shed tears for the loss, but that was beside the point. He was the king's watcher, enforcer of Veldaren, and such violence could not be tolerated. Yet, despite the work of his sabers, the violence was steadily rising.
"I hope you find a better life beyond this one,"
Hearn said, shutting the dead thief's eye so it no longer stared up at him.
"No one should die in the mud."
He stood, pulling the hood over his face. In its shadow, he peered about the alley. Come morning, he'd alert a guard to the location of the body, but before then he needed to investigate. If the murder was what he thought it was, there'd be a sign somewhere, a message for the Serpent Guild where the guards might overlook it. On either side of him was a stone building, its walls slick from the rain. Hearn slowly checked one, then the other, until he found it. Cut into